Hey guys, what's up? This is CK and you're listening to Quality Content Podcast. Keep it locked.
Hey guys, welcome back to Quality Content with Kusman. With me today in the house, we have DJ Babs. We have DJ Babs. A British Nigerian DJ in California. DJ Babs, can you introduce yourself to us, please?
Hey, my name is Babs Afolabi. I was born in Lagos. I moved to the UK when I was 6. Came over to the US when I was 18. And my style is I'm in piano, Afrobeats, and house music. I've been DJing for about 7 years now, and this year has been, you know, the year where I've really started to, you know, enter the LA music scene and, you know, start getting bookings from bars, from clubs. So yeah, this year has been an amazing year and I'm happy to, you know, see my growth alongside Afrobeats.
Because okay, so Babs is your actual name, not like stage name.
No, it's Babatunde. So my stage name is Man Like Babs. Yeah, so okay. I go by name Man Like Babs because when I was back in the UK, everybody just kept saying that. I remember I was just sitting down, I had my headphones in, and someone just stopped, looked at me. I didn't recognize him because I knew him when I was a kid, and I was like, ah, rah, Man Like Babs, is that you? And you know, that stuck with me. So yeah, I kept the name, and yeah, Babatunde is my full name.
Random question. Do you watch Top Boy? This is so random because you just remind.
I watched the first season a while ago, but I need to catch up. Yeah, I had the ending was bad, so I haven't.
It was. I finished it in a day. I had to know what it was.
Yeah, you have to. That's what they do with those shows. It makes you binge watch.
Okay, so Babs, before joining me on the podcast, I want to know, what was the last song you listened to?
Let me check. It was Do I by Final, and before that it was Komiyo by Niniola.
Oh wow, so, yeah, you listen to Nigerian music. That's Fino.
No, I'm deep. Yeah,
that's Niniola. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like Niniola was like the one that got me interested into that sound. It wasn't Amapiano yet, but she was the first one that was doing like that Afro house sound, and I was like, I've never heard something like this before. So she deserves her flowers more because, you know, she's very slept on.
Yeah, she is, actually. She is. I'm a fan of Niola. She has dropped a lot of jams. And and she's really good at Amapiano music. But
she is, yeah.
Some people are just underrated and they could just remain that way for a while. I don't know. It happens like that sometimes. But I love her music. Do you listen to her sister too? She knows she has a sister that does Afro music.
I have no clue. What's her sister called?
Tenny Makanaki. And okay.
Oh, Tenny's her sister? What? I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
What? I did not know that.
Tenny's our blood sister, bro.
Wow. That is crazy.
So
wow.
You play a lot of Tenny?
Hers is more slower, but her old songs used to be like a bit more faster. Like her new stuff is more soulful, so I haven't really, you know, been able to play that. But her old stuff, you know, she used to play more fast-paced stuff.
Okay, but you prefer Niniola.
Yeah, yeah, Niniola because it's faster. Tenny gets in her feels.
Okay, so you prefer faster tempo music.
Yeah, I like faster tempo. For Afro beats, it's like 113 BPM. But I don't like to go below 108. Like I need it to be high tempo. Let's
what about dance. My piano? What about my piano?
Amapiano is 113. Yeah, 113. Wait, Amapiano is lower than
Afrobeats.
But I get the faster paced one. So I for some reason I always get like my tracks are usually like pretty the same BPM, okay. Even if they're Afrobeats or I'm a piano. Maybe it's because like that a lot of them are edits. Yeah, I'm usually lucky that it's the same BPM. You know, when I try to go to house music, that's when it's like, oh, I've got to do a big jump, and you know.
Okay, so Babs, when did you know that this is what you wanted to do? Like, when did you just realize that this is what you wanted to do?
It was one event in Los Angeles. So I was before, so I finished my undergraduate at Michigan State. I was DJing a bit, but it was boring shit. I was just doing like frat parties, you know, playing rap. I don't really like rap that much, you know. I like UK rap, but I don't really like what they play in the US. So I didn't really see the love for DJing because like the people I was performing to didn't really understand music. So like I'll try and play anything I like and people would like boom me off. So I didn't really like it. Then I moved to Los Angeles and it was one event I went to. It was like my first, because before in the West, Afrobeats hadn't really caught on. Like it was probably there, but it was very underground. So I hadn't been to Afrobeats event in the UK and in the US. So I think it was the first one. And I didn't know it'd be Afrobeats. It was an event called Pangea Sound out in LA. I didn't know it would be Afrobeats, but I got there because it's global sounds. It's global sounds.
Bro.
I got there and it was Indian infused. So there's an Indian group called No Nazar that was performing, but it was Indian infused with Afrobeats. I was like, I haven't heard this before. Then most of their sets was heavy Afrobeats. I was like, that is the first time I've heard like Afrobeats on a night out. Like, and it wasn't really advertised. It wasn't advertised. I was like, wow, this is, and people were dancing, enjoying it. Then I started going to like more events of this event called Pangea Sound. And at that time, I hadn't been DJing as much. I was like making mixes, but I was like, it's going to be so hard to break in to, you know, the community, you know, because sometimes you might trick yourself, like, because of imposter syndrome, you know.
Yeah.
When you're not actively getting gigs, you almost trick yourself like, it's going to be impossible. It's going to be impossible. But I kept, you know, going to these events and building myself in the community and making mixes, eventually someone reaches out to you, and I just needed that one confirmation, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to really attack this. And it's been like a year since then, like not even a year, it's just been like 9 months of constantly attacking, you know.
So you just did it officially last year?
Yeah, literally at the start of the year, literally probably at like December, I was like, okay, I'm gonna really attack this, you know. So like,
So back in school, you weren't DJing back in school?
I was DJing in undergraduate. So I did my master's while I was in LA. My undergraduate, I was DJing, but I was DJing, you know, like big house parties, you know. I was in a fraternity. So I was doing a lot of fraternity parties, which are, you know, kind of boring, you know. It is very, very oimble, very, very embarrassing.
Very
oimble. You
know?
Yeah,
they don't allow Afrobeats there.
Of God, if I drop an Afrobeat song, people look at me like,
so what do you play for them?
I couldn't even play house music. I had to play just like the most basic song, like literally basic, very, very basic. I was out in Michigan, so it's very traditional, very bland, not a lot of culture, just so important, you know. And it's the thing about the Midwest is it's what I thought the South would be, because I also lived in Houston for a bit, and Houston didn't seem very Southern, but Michigan felt very Southern. You know, a lot of people weren't used to like diversity, you know, yeah, interacting with people. It was like they had never seen a foreign person in their life. You were almost a spectacle. So yeah, I didn't find DJing that fun, because some of the gigs I'd get, I remember one time, in Michigan, they have this thing called a hayride, where it's a park. That was my first paid gig. So my first paid gig was at one of these hayrides, and I had to get speakers. So it's a party on a farm. That is Michigan. So I had to, party on a farm. You get a date, you go with your club, your fraternity, your sorority, and you throw a massive party in a cornfield. So I was the DJ for the day. That was my first paid gig. It wasn't that much, like it was like probably like $50 at best. I had to carry the speaker equipment on a tractor and set up in this random field in the middle of
Are
nowhere.
you
It was,
serious?
no, I was like, yeah. Yeah, so that was like my first gig. So Michigan was interesting.
So since you started officially, have you faced any major obstacles in your journey?
It's just proving, because I've been doing this for so long. It's just proving, because there's so many new DJs, like everybody wants to be a DJ nowadays, but it's just proving you are putting the work in and being respected by your peers. Because I know when someone starts DJing, I do the same. I'm like, okay, are you actually good? So it's definitely cementing yourself in the community. Because an annoying thing about DJing, it's very much so, I was focusing on my skills. I told you 6 years I was just getting better, practice. But a lot of it is who you know. So it's definitely working on building networking.
Okay,
Like I'm
like
a social
networking.
person. Yeah, I'm a so, so yeah, networking is key. I'm a social
Not
person,
just
but
social
I'm
media. I don't like no, you don't use social media. Do you use social media?
I use social media. So my Instagram is at BABZAF, at
Okay.
Babsaf. So yeah.
Just
So
Instagram.
yeah, just
What?
Instagram. I have Twitter.
The world is bigger than
Oh
Instagram.
yeah, no, it's my same app for Twitter. It's my same app for TikTok. Yeah, so those are the ones I use. It's at BABZAF. So
Okay,
yeah, that's
so
the thing. Like social media is so important.
it's very important. It's very important. One of your videos could just go viral there, and that's how it is.
Of
Yeah,
course.
so I've seen you do doing this DJing, this Amapiano House and Afrobeats. There are other DJs that are doing are working there as of too. I don't know. Are there any ones that inspire you?
Yeah, I would say Black Pages is amazing. Black Pages, he just put me on his Amapiano show recently. He's the one that's really driving the show. Tommy Tribe is a really big Afrobeats DJ. So those are the ones that inspire me. They're the ones that curate the events. One thing that's important is making events. So the Pangea DJs, although they're more reggaeton, they also play heavy Afrobeat. So Pangea Sound is a collective that play reggaeton and Afrobeats, and they've built a huge community here. Another DJ collective is No Nuzza. They're like Indian Afrobeats, Desi or Desi infused Afrobeats. So those are the DJs out here in LA that at first I was going to the events just to be there, and now I'm like DJing at their events. I find that really cool, and only in a short space too. It's only been like, it's just coming up to a year. At like November, I was like, I'm gonna do this, and it's crazy actually doing this and w having my own event as well, which is, I wouldn't believe it like a year ago. Like starting your own event, people coming to see you from hearing you perform at different events. It's an amazing feeling.
So if you had a 3 hour set and you could only play Afrobeats or Amapiano, which one will you take?
I would say not South African Amapiano. I'd play a lot of Amapiano edits. So I like Amapiano edits because I just love the log drum. I just love the log drum. So what I do, what style I do, especially if I'm playing in like more so like Oyinbo clubs, is I'd play songs they know, but I'd find an Amapiano edit for it or make an Amapiano edit for it. So it's like, okay, this is different, but I'm used to it. So they just
Okay,
think it's a
so
remix. It's actually Amapiano.
So, Oyibo prefer Amapiano to Afrobeats?
I think they actually prefer they know Afrobeats now, which is impressive, but they don't know like the low key songs. They'll know the Tems. They'll know Tyler Wall. I don't even know if Water counts as Afrobeats, but I'm counting it as Afrobeats. So they know like the trending songs on TikTok. But when you go to like the deeper ones, I'll be like, what's this one? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like you said, they do that when you play those songs.
Yeah, they do. You can tell sometimes. So I'll just have to. I can't do a set without like one Afrobeat song just to test the waters. just to test them. If they like it, I'll play more.
Okay, so as a DJ building his brand, I normally ask this question to people that come on my podcast. Would you rather have listeners or fans?
Definitely fans, because people can listen, but they won't. Listeners don't make you money. You need fans because they come to your events. One thing I've realized is having a successful event is what will grow you as a DJ. First is having a big event. Second is releasing your own music, and that's what I'm working on.
Okay.
In tandem, you know, learning how to release my own music, you know, produce my own things. And building my own brand. You definitely want fans because they'll invest in you. They'll come to your shows. They'll promote your shows. And your friends aren't your fans. That's one thing I've learned. Your friends aren't your fans. Your friends are your friends. Like don't get upset when they don't come to your event because they know you from when you are wasting around, you know. Your fans just know you as a DJ. They know you for the energy you brought them. So focus on building them. Like even if you're doing a small event, that if there's one person at the front, like a lot of DJs in LA, they might have just, because a lot of DJs in LA are influencers first, they don't have that, they're big anyway. They think they're famous anyway. So, you know, they've got to learn the art of really, you know, appreciating everyone that comes. Like that person at the front, like I'm one of those DJs that is dance. I have been in the crowd. I love music so much. So I'm there. When I'm DJing, even if there's one person, I'm dancing with that one person. I am feeding his energy and hyping him up and getting his Instagram afterwards and making sure he comes back to other stuff. You know?
Okay, so it's like you said that you can't be a complete Afrobeats artist, DJ, producer without coming to Nigeria. Are we expecting?
Of course, I'm trying to come to Nigeria soon. maybe Dirty December, but you know,
there's Afro Nation this December.
I'll have to come. I keep telling my dad like, please, whenever he goes, because you know. The tickets from LA are expensive as hell. So when he goes, I'm actually like, you got to take me back. You know, but no, I really want to go. But I want to go with a purpose. So I'm working on building connections out there so I can get gigs out there, you know. So it's so important for me to go back and really boots on ground, see what's happening. I forgot to add, I also work in the music industry as well. So I'm also trying to build my roster of Afrobeats artists. So it's important for me, because I'm currently doing A&R, it's important for me to bring the new talent in Nigeria, because, you know, you won't find them unless you're there, boots on ground, because by the time they've already blown, these other labels have found them. So that's Nigeria, that's what I want to do.
Okay, so like talked about putting out a project yourself. If you did in due time, if you did, like, give us three Afrobeats artists you'd like to work with if you did.
So one person, like when I will release my track that I will collab with, because they're actually my friends, but they're from Zimbabwe, is Dr. Chai and Bantu. They've definitely taken time to, you know, teach me about production. So yeah, if I ever do like or when I do my first like EP, they're definitely gonna have to be on there. Who else? Obviously Rema, like I love Rema, like he's golden, so that'd be another one. And last, who would be last? Probably, let me check my Spotify. It'd probably be Victony, because I like his sound. I like his Victony. Voice.
I like Victony.
Yeah,
really.
I like his voice. Yeah, his
but
voice
you play different. You play a lot of Victony at parties because it's like
you could get away with Soweto because you could get away with these trending ones. Yeah, Soweto you can play. You could play. I play Apollo sometimes, and Colomenda. Yeah, those are the ones I play.
Would you rather play at a beach party or club setting?
Beach. Yeah, I've done one beach gig that was really fun. So I like day parties. Day parties are always the best because I don't know why the energy when it's light is better. When as soon as it gets dark, you know.
Okay, I feel like the energy is less when it's dark.
Yeah.
This is the total opposite in Lagos.
It is. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. When you come, you notice a cultural change.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the clubbing is like. And I never go to club. The last time I went was like 10 years ago, so I couldn't club then. But now when I go, I'll be popping champagne.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to round it off here. Thank you, Bob, for coming on Quality Content. With Kusman, I would like to meet you when you come to Nigeria. I know. Yes, I'll just let me know about that. Is there anything you'd like to let us know before we?
If anybody ever comes to Los Angeles, like, give me a shout. I'd love to show you around. So yeah, my Instagram is @babzaf. It's the same as my Twitter. Would love to connect with new people, and yeah, like send me new artists. Like I'm always on the search because I'm an A&R right now for new musicians in Niger. If you're a new musician and you're listening to this, send me some of your music. And yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, now thanks for coming on my podcast, Bobs. Until next time.
Cheers, man. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.